views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. And Christmas is coming up in just a few days, and we're going to be doing our healing meditation in a little bit that's going to be related to Christmas. So I'll talk a little bit more about that when we get to the healing meditation. But the reason that I brought it up right now is that as I was talking to Benny and we were waiting for the show to start, I got a little Christmas present just looking out my window. I'm in my home office doing this show remotely, and maybe 25 feet from me, there's a big evergreen tree, and I saw some birds flying around it, and I looked and there were three eagles, and they were really low down to the ground compared to where you usually see eagles flying, like maybe, you know, I don't know, like 10 feet above the building next door, which is two stories high. So that was my little Christmas present, and I'm really grateful for it. I love birds in general and eagles in particular. So I loved that. So I just wanted to share that little present that I got with all of you. And today on the show, I'm going to be going back and sharing some of my favorite light bulb moments from the past couple of years. And for me, I find it's a good way to get reminded of some of my learnings. You know, I have these aha moments, and each week I will take one and share it with you. But then as time goes by, I kind of forget some of them because new ones come up. And so it's good for me to get reminded of what I've learned so that if I'm not still using that practice, I can put it back into play. And it can be easy to forget. So I know it'll also be helpful for you to get some reinforcement on some of the ways that you can begin to shift in your own life or continue the shift that you've already begun. And I also want to mention that this is the next to the last show that I'm going to be doing that's going to be broadcast on Transformation Talk Radio and KKNW here in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, and then all the syndicated stations that after the first of the year, I'm going to be doing something different. And I don't know what the different is yet. This is just part of a shift within myself. But I do intend to continue sharing my message, but I don't know yet what that's going to look like. But once the show is gone and before it's replaced with something else, you can always go to thelauralongleyshow.com and listen to archived shows. There are more than 150 of them there, and so there's lots of good information. And just like with me sharing some of these light bulb moments that we've done over the last few years, listening to a show that you've already listened to can help bring out new insights for you or lead you to have new ways that you can shift in your own life. So I just want to remind you that the show archives are available at thelauralongleyshow.com. They're in there in reverse chronological order. And with the light bulb moments today, I'm also going to be telling you which show that light bulb moment aired on. So you can go and listen to that show if you'd like to do so. But as we always do, we're going to start with our healing meditation. And today, what I want us to do, and this is because Christmas is coming up in a few days, and for me, the message of Christmas is love. And I am not, I'm not a Christian in that, you know, I don't have this belief that Jesus was the Savior or Messiah. I do believe that Jesus was a prophet, that he was also a higher level soul that came to teach us. I do think he's a special person, and I love to celebrate his birthday. And his main message was about love. His message was bringing love to the world. And so for today's healing meditation, what I'd like for us to do, we always send love and healing and sometimes to a specific situation. But what I want to do today is I want for you during the 1 minute meditation to just open your heart and let love pour out all over the place. Whatever that means to you, whatever that feels like, if you need to envision someone or something that you love tremendously in order to open your heart and just let that love pour out, then do that. But that's what we're going to do today. We are just going to send love, love, love to everything and everyone in the world, including ourselves. So let's begin that by taking a deep breath in and release it. Just take one more deep breath in and release that. And I'm sending love to all of you. And let's just continue to have our hearts open as much as possible to focus on that awareness of being in a place of love for as long as we can. And with that shift in our own consciousness, we are making a shift in the world's consciousness. So let's move on to the first light bulb moment that I want to share with you today. And this one is, it is about love, but the message in it is about we don't always take the most direct route, or sometimes if we try to take the most direct route, we're not going to be successful at doing that. And so it's about how you can learn to trust taking a more indirect route. And you know, what happens for us is sometimes we're so determined to make a change in our lives that we push and push, trying to drive down that straight line right to the goal that we have in mind for the change that we want to make. And I know I am very guilty of this, or have been very guilty of this in the past. And, you know, just talking about it in that way, about driving down to the goal, makes me think about football. And, you know, if the player with the ball in football just tries to make a beeline for the goal line, he's going to have to go through a lot of defensive players, and likely he's going to get stopped and he's not going to get to his goal because those other players are going to stop him from getting there. And in my mind, some of this is our subconscious beliefs stop us from getting there. But if the player takes a more indirect and maybe unpredictable route, then he can bypass a lot of the other team's players and have a better chance of making it to the goal line. So here's my story about how I learned the value of the indirect route. And then I'll talk a little bit about how you can try taking a more indirect route with something in your own life that you're struggling with. So back in May of 2013, Bruce Lipton was my guest on the show, and Bruce was here talking about his book, The Honeymoon Effect. And one of the things that we talked about on the show is that in order for us to love someone else, we have to love ourselves first. And I'm sure that we've all heard this a zillion times, and you may or may not believe it. But even if you do believe it, learning how to love yourself is not that easy. And Bruce said that when he gives talks, he asks the audience, he has them do muscle testing on the statement, I love myself. And his results are that 80% of people in his audience do not love themselves based on muscle testing. And I knew this was an issue for me, and I chose to go seek out a psych K practitioner because I knew that was what Bruce had used to help shift his own subconscious beliefs about loving himself. And you've heard me talk about this, been maybe a year and a half ago that I started this, and I've talked a lot about this psych K person. I also call her my body talk person. And so she's been using psych K and body talk practices with me. Well, what happened when I went to see her for the very first time a year and a half ago, I told her, I want to work on this belief, I love myself. And what she said is, it's not as direct as that. We can't just do a session with I love myself and then fix it and get to the place where I love myself. There's an indirect way, because there are all these other beliefs that we also have that are going to counteract I love myself. We have objections to that belief, I love myself, that we also have to work on. So it took more than 2 months, 2.5 months of going to see her almost every week to get there. And sometimes it takes that indirect route to be able to do it. But what it led me to noticing was that we can't always get where we want to go directly. And so in this process with this practitioner, what I did was every time I went to see her, I talked about whatever was going on for me in that moment. And not surprisingly enough, almost everything that we worked on circled back around to the idea that I didn't love myself, that I wasn't good enough, and that I didn't think I was of value. And, you know, these are all the same issue, but in the guise of other issues. And some examples of the things that we worked on that ultimately ended up having to do with the same idea, one of the things was a fear about selling my house. It wasn't a fear about selling the house itself. I was afraid that I wasn't going to get any offers, or that I wasn't going to get a full price offer, that basically nobody was going to want what I had to offer. And you can see that that's the same kind of issue. That's a I don't love myself issue. Nobody wants me. Nobody wants what I have. What I have isn't of value. And so we worked on trust issues. And the trust issues were really, if I don't trust someone else, it's because I don't trust myself. And again, if I love myself, I trust myself. And so that issue kept showing up for me. And most recently, we worked on my claustrophobia. And I'm someone who's always had claustrophobia for as long as I can remember in my life. And the last few years, well, maybe the last 7 or 8 years, it's really gotten bad. And I never thought about this when I moved into the apartment building when I was living downtown. I was living on the 20th floor. But you know, I had to go in an elevator to the 20th floor multiple times a day, and it was creating a lot of anxiety for me. So when Pavitra, my practitioner, and I worked on that, that was related to my birth experience, which is also related to separation. And it's the combination of being in an enclosed space and the separation from oneness, which again comes back to loving myself and my authentic self. Because in oneness, if we believe in oneness, we are love. That's what we're made of. And we are never separate, and we don't have to wait for somebody else to love us, because we are everybody else also. Anyway, this long involved story was to say that nothing that she and I worked on directly was the statement, I love myself, until about 2.5 months into this process. And at that point, I'd probably seen her 8 or 9 times before we actually got to directly working on the thing that I had come in saying I wanted to work on. So what I'm saying is that we were working on it indirectly, but we never directly addressed the statement, I love myself, until a couple of months into it. And, you know, I do understand and believe that these beliefs are, it's kind of like a spider's web or a maze, and all these things are interrelated, and we can't change one thing and expect it to stick if we've got all these other things that are contradicting it. So for the light bulb moment around taking the indirect path, I want to tell you about how you can take an indirect route if you have an issue in your life that you've been really pushing on and don't seem to be able to make a dent in. So start from a place of thinking about a change that you'd like to make. And this is a change that somehow you just can't seem to make it happen. And you've tried a variety of things, but you just can't shift whatever this thing is that you're trying to shift. And that might be because you need to take the indirect route. And maybe approaching it directly is just not going to work. So here's how to do it differently. Keep your wish or your goal in mind, this thing that you're having difficulty achieving, but don't try and affect it directly. And just keep it there in your consciousness. And in the meantime, just pay attention to what comes up for you in the moment as you go about your daily life, because it's all related. And work on whatever issue is up for you today, in this moment, tomorrow, in the moment. Whatever is on your plate right now is what's wanting your attention. And so work through those immediate issues, and you'll eventually have also worked through the goal or desire that you really wanted to begin with. Now, I'm going to give you one note of caution, and that is to beware of your ego trying to distract you. Pay attention to know the difference between an issue that on the surface seems unrelated, but really is related to your big goal, and an issue that's going to pull you off the path of working towards that goal. And our ego lots of times gets scared and doesn't want us to work on those big issues. So you can weigh that and tell, is this something that's distracting me from working on where I'm trying to get what my goal is? Or is it really the same issue in disguise? Now, this light bulb moment came from the show that aired on August 13th, 2013. And the guest on my show was Dr. Sherry Campbell. She is the author of Loving Yourself, The Master of Being Your Own Person. And we were talking about how loving yourself can shift your life. So if you're interested in listening to that show, you can go to the archives at thelauralonglishow.com. And that aired on August 13th, 2013. And it is time for us to take a quick break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. When we come back, I'll share more light bulb moments with you. Stay tuned.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Put a little woo-hoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Time. Talk Radio.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Every night I have the strangest dream. Impressing by the way I could have been. Left you on my own.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and Benny was playing a little Joe Cocker as a tribute. In case you hadn't heard, he has passed away, but that actually was a very appropriate song as well. Feeling all right. So what we're doing today is I'm sharing some of the light bulb moments that have been shared with you over the past few years as I've done the show, and just kind of revisiting some of them to help bring consciousness back to some of the practices that maybe would be helpful in our lives. And so the next one I'm going to talk about is that it can take up to 7 tries to actually make a change stick in our lives. And it's a really good light bulb moment since New Year's resolutions are coming up very soon. And what this is about is that statistics show that when we're making a major change in our habits, it can take quite a few attempts before we're successful. And so I want to share with you a little bit of information about that and some ways that you can work through the setbacks if you try to make a change in your life and it isn't working. And the way that I became aware of this is that many years ago, I volunteered with an agency here in the Seattle area to work with victims of domestic violence. And they put us through some really intensive training. And one of the things they told us is that on average, the victim of domestic violence will leave the relationship 7 times before they don't go back. And I also heard that this is true about quitting smoking, that the average number of times someone tries to quit smoking before they actually are successful and don't go back is 7 times. Now, you know, I don't know where that number comes from. And so if you've heard a different number, you know, that's fine. But the idea is that frequently when we have major shifts in our lives, then, you know, it's normal to fall back into the old way of doing things. And so it might take multiple tries, and we want to make sure that we can make it more likely to work the next time we do it. And also we want to be able to be in a better place with it emotionally when it doesn't stick and we have to try again. In other words, not beating ourselves up about it. So, you know, it maybe doesn't take until who knows how many times. We don't know the exact number. I'm quoting the number 7, but that may or may not be true. And even if that is true, that's only an average. For some people, it may be 2 times. For some people, it may be 10 times. So we just know that it can take many times. And, you know, some of the other examples I talked about, smoking and domestic violence. You know, another one is dieting. If you think about that, you know, how much time do we devote talking to yo-yo dieters? And that's where you lose the weight, then you gain it back again. And then you lose it, gain it back again. So I want to share with you some of the things to do when you try to make the change and then end up falling back and reverting to your old ways. And the number one thing is to be kind to yourself. Don't beat yourself up for failing. And I'm doing little fair quotes with failing because in my world, there is no failure. And remember the statistic. You're not the only one that this happens to. You are not a failure. You're not a loser just because you go back to your old way of doing things. It's normal human behavior, and it can take several tries before you're successful at making a big change in your life. So first of all, be kind to yourself. Second, don't give up. Don't give up just because it doesn't work the first or second or third time and you fall back. You might need to regroup. And don't say, oh, it didn't work this time. I'm not ever going to try again, because it's the repetition that gets you there. It's the trying over and over that actually makes you able to continue it in the end. And a good example for me personally is when I used to do dieting, which I do not do anymore. If I goofed up and ate something I wasn't supposed to eat on a certain day, then I'd throw up my hands and throw away a whole day and eat anything I wanted for the rest of the day. So we don't want to do that. We don't want to give up just because our first or second or third attempt didn't end up keeping us at the place we want to be. And another thing that you can do is to be a Monday morning quarterback. Look at what you could have done differently that might have increased your chances of maintaining that change. And some examples of this are maybe you need to get some outside help. So let's talk about quitting smoking. This is one that is really hard for many, many people, most people who go through it. So maybe you need to go to a hypnotist, or maybe you need to go to a support group, or maybe you need to have an accountability buddy that you can check in with every day. So look at what changes you could make in the way that you're trying to shift your behavior that might make you more successful. And another thing might be, maybe you're trying to make too big of a change all at once. Maybe you're deciding that you're going to start exercising every day, when what you really need to do is, I'm going to start exercising 3 times a week. So look at the changes and shifts you can make in how you're trying to apply this in your life that might lead to being more successful. And, look at how you might do it differently next time. Looking at how you might do it differently next time will help you be more successful at maintaining the change the next time you try. And before you try again, and this is the last one, this is really an important one, examine the beliefs that you have that might sabotage your efforts to change. We all have things about us that we consider to be part of our identity. And if we try and do something that goes against that identity, we're not going to have much luck at making that change until we change the attachment to the identity. So, I'll just briefly share with you, because this can be a long sharing. But one thing that came up for me yesterday, and this is something I've been aware of for a while, but it was right there again at the surface, is that I identify as being the person who keeps it all together. I've always got it together. No cracks can show in my facade. And if part of what I want to change is that I am actually able to show emotion and let people see what's really going on for me, and that might mean crying in front of somebody, if my identity is that I have to keep it all together, how could I ever do that? So I have to start by looking at my belief that I'm someone who has to keep it all together. So for you, look at beliefs that might be affecting your ability to maintain the change that you're trying to make in your life. And just address those beliefs. There are many different ways that you can do it. So figure out a plan to incorporate whatever it is you learned from the previous attempt when you did your Monday morning quarterbacking. What did you learn? And come up with a plan where you can take that learning and apply it. Then when you try again, start by being kind to yourself so that your measure of success is not if the change is going to stick this time. Instead, your measure of success is that you're trying again. And enlist support from your friends and family, and avoid the negative people who are telling you you can't do it or that you shouldn't do it. Just avoid those people. Don't talk about it with them. And apply what you've learned from each time that you tried before but ended up reverting back. And over time, when you keep trying and you make these shifts and changes and adjustments, you're going to end up being successful. And this light bulb moment came from a show that aired on September 24th, 2013. And the guest on the show that day was Susanna Xisa. And her topic was talking about practical tips for recognizing, trusting, and using your intuition with confidence. So if you'd like to listen to that entire show, you can find it in the archives at thelauralongleyshow.com. And again, that aired on September 24th, 2013. And once again, it is time for us to take a break. You're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. When we come back, I'll share another light bulb moment with you. So stay tuned.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Back on the Laura Longley Show, and today I'm revisiting some of the light bulb moments that I've shared with you on the show over the last several years. And, you know, it was kind of a random way in which I chose these. So I have trust and belief that they are the exact right ones and that you're going to get value from hearing whichever ones you happen to hear today. So the next one that I want to talk about is related to the healing meditation that I do every week at the beginning of the show. And the reason I do that healing meditation is because I have a belief that by making changes in ourselves and healing ourselves, then we shift the energy in the world, shift the consciousness in the world. And so this light bulb moment is about how you can begin to discover where your own shifts need to occur that will create you being different in the world and in turn create a different world. And By shifting our own perspective, what happens is we shift the energy we're putting out into the world. If I'm unhappy, I'm not going to be putting happiness out into the world. If I don't love myself, I'm not going to be putting love out into the world. I'm going to be the impatient, irritated, annoyed person, not the kind person. So by shifting that in ourselves, we start to shift the energy that we put out into the world, and the world changes as a result. If I'm kinder to you, you're more likely to be kinder to someone else in return. It becomes this, you know, chain reaction, I guess is what we'll call it, where it just flows through, and everybody makes a difference by simply making changes inside themselves, making changes internal to themselves. So a good example is that when you're in a relationship, if you make a change, the other person is forced to change in return. So if you don't react to them in the way that you used to, then they're going to be forced to react to you in a different way. So just very briefly, I mean, this is kind of a common thing, but let's say that you tend to argue a lot. You and your partner tend to argue a lot. If you put down your end of the rope in the tug of war, then they're not going to be able to, I mean, if you agree with what they say, let's say they say, you know, you should be doing the dishes every night, blah, blah, blah. And if you agree and say, you're right, I should be doing that, then you're not going to be arguing, right? And it doesn't even mean that you have to give up your position. It just means that you don't enter into the argument. So then they have to respond in a different way. And it's the same thing on a bigger scale with the world in general. And, you know, sometimes if we make changes internally, it might lead to external changes, which, you know, by that, what I mean is that by shifting something internally and feeling different about yourself and about the world, that might lead you to feel like you want to take some action, that you might want to do something differently. It might lead to an external change. So getting clear on your values might lead you to change something that you do. An example of this is that about 3 years ago, I decided to become a vegetarian. And it was something that came to me during a meditation. This was on New Year's Day, 2012, so almost 3 years ago. But, you know, I wasn't looking for New Year's resolutions. It just turned out to be that day I put out there to spirit asking the question, what is it that I'm supposed to be doing here to create for this year? And what came to me was to become a vegetarian. And you know what? It hadn't even been in my consciousness before that meditation. And now I'm dedicated to it. And it's really changed my perspective in a big way. I've always been really sensitive to animals and their suffering. And before I was a vegetarian, I had to ignore and pretend that I didn't know how we raised food animals in this country. I had to pretend that I didn't know, or else I couldn't have eaten animals. And my actions were not congruent with what my values were. So by becoming more congruent with my values, that might lead me to taking some other actions. So I already took action where I became a vegetarian. And now whenever I go to a restaurant, I don't order anything that has meat in it. I don't buy anything with meat at the store. So my money talks in that way. I'm putting external action into the world around being a vegetarian by not spending money on meat. And it also might lead me ultimately to being more of an activist, where I'm actually doing something to help other people see the light and make that change in their life. And so it's been in my consciousness recently around this shift. And I'm sharing that example because I want you to understand how by making the shift internally, it led to me actually taking action in the external world. And so for you, that might also be true. But the reality is you don't have to do anything different to change the world. You just have to be different. You just have to be in this place of putting out love, compassion, joy, and peace instead of hate, impatience, or even indifference. And that's what our healing meditation at the beginning of the show was about today. So I just want to remind you that by you choosing to approach the world differently, you are changing the world. So let's move on to talking about how you can do this, how you can start to make those internal shifts that are going to make changes in the world. So what is it in you that needs to shift that will lead to healing not only for yourself, but for the world? And the first place to start is to really notice when you're not being loving or compassionate, either to yourself or to others. And I just want to add in here that if you notice you're not being loving to others, you will always be able to track it back to not being loving to yourself, because we can't be unkind to others if we're being kind to ourselves. So that's where we start, is by being loving and compassionate to ourselves. And sometimes it's more obvious when we're not being loving to someone else. So notice that. And as I said, it usually is about our own not feeling good enough. So when you notice that you're being unloving to someone else, or if you do happen to notice you doing it to yourself, then send yourself lots and lots of love. And you can do that just like we talked about in the meditation, where you just open your heart and let yourself feel love. And it can be helpful to visualize someone or something, like a pet, that you really have this unconditional love for, and then send it to yourself. And give yourself permission to not be perfect, because that's usually when we end up not being loving, is through self-criticism. And if it turns out you're being unloving to another person, send that person lots of love too. And make it a daily practice to use the loving kindness meditation, both for yourself and for other people that you maybe are having struggles with, and the world at large. And so here's the loving kindness meditation. And then there's different versions of it, but this is the one that I learned early on, and this is the one I use. So when you're doing it for yourself, here's what you say. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be happy. And then if you want to think about other people in your life that you want to send that to, maybe you start with people that you are on good terms with, but then do move to people that you're having struggles with, that you're having difficulty with. And the way that you do that is, let me think of a name I'm going to use, Joe. May Joe be filled with loving kindness. May Joe be well. May Joe be peaceful and at ease. May Joe be happy. And then move to doing it for the world as a whole. And the way you do that is by saying, may all be filled with loving kindness. May all be well. May all be peaceful and at ease. May all be happy. And by doing this loving kindness meditation on a regular basis, and you know, if you do it every day, it'll take you 5 minutes. It's not a lengthy thing. You can see just doing it through one time probably takes 30 seconds. You are going to be shifting the energy that you're putting out into the world, and you are going to be healing the world in the process of doing that. And it's time for us to take another break. And when we come back, I will share one final light bulb moment with you before we wrap up for the day. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
So beautiful. To me, can't you see?
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com, or call 206-420-8660.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are, and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Love lift us up where we belong, where the eagles cry on the mountain high. Love lift us up where we belong.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and I want to thank you, Benny, for sharing all those Joe Cocker songs that I hadn't really realized how appropriate they all were to what we talk about on the show. So it was perfect, a nice little tribute to Joe Cocker there. So thank you for that. So what we're doing today on the Laura Longley Show is I'm revisiting some light bulb moments that I've shared over the past several years. And the final one I'm going to talk about today is that in order for us to be happy, we need to be in the moment. Happiness is all about being in the moment, because we can't be happy. You know, if I'm thinking today, I can't be happy yesterday. I can't be happy tomorrow. I can only be happy right now. In other words, every emotion that we experience, including happiness, is only experienced in the present moment. And so it's about being in the present moment and noticing when we're happy or noticing that we are happy. So I wanted to share an experience that I had a couple years ago that really highlighted this for me. And it's something that I have to be on top of all the time, the noticing. And so that's why I'm sharing it with you. So what happened was that I had gone for a walk over at the locks near my house. And I go there on a pretty regular basis. And there are frequently blue herons there, which, you know, are my totem, one of my totem animals. And on this particular day, the leaves were starting to fall off the trees. And there's one tree in particular at the locks where the blue herons roost. And I hadn't seen a blue heron in a while at that time. And since it's my totem, I tend to look for them wherever I go. So I was looking up in the tree because, you know, I'm thinking the leaves are coming off, so I should be able to see them in the tree now. And I looked up there and there weren't any. And it wasn't that I couldn't see them because the leaves were off. It was that there just weren't any there. So I'm walking along the side of the locks and I'm thinking, I wonder if I'm done with the blue heron being my totem, because I hadn't seen any for a while. And I kept looking and they weren't there. And so my thought immediately went to, well, if I am, that's too bad. Because at the time I had just rebranded my entire business and website to be Blue Heron Wisdom. So it would be too bad if I did all that and then all of a sudden the blue heron was not my totem any longer. And as soon as I had that thought, I wonder if I'm done with blue heron as my totem, I looked across the water, across the locks to the other side, and I saw a blue heron flying. And the immediate thought I had was, is that a blue heron? Because I'd never seen them on that side of the locks. And as soon as I had that thought, is that a blue heron? A second one came along. So here's the universe saying, yeah, it is. Notice it. But even as miraculous as that was, that isn't the part I want to tell you. But this is what led up to what I wanted to tell you. That in itself, for me, was pretty miraculous. And just in saying, I wonder if the blue heron is still my totem, that was the answer I got immediately. And so I continued on my walk at the locks. It was a really nice day. The trees had finally started to turn here in Seattle. And that year, we'd had a really, really late fall onset. And so the leaves had not been turning until the previous week or so. And I was really enjoying seeing all the fall colors. And I was reflecting on the thing that had just happened with the blue herons. That kind of thing always gets me really excited. And the next thought I had, however, was I get so focused on having those kinds of experiences, having the aha moments, having the light bulb moments, or things like that miraculous occurrence where the two blue herons came, that I forget to notice how I'm feeling right now. I was always looking for the experience to create the feeling, when the reality was that even if I hadn't seen the blue herons, it was a beautiful day. I was really noticing nature. And so once I really stopped and thought about it, I felt really happy. And so it was a little bit of an aha for me around how I get so focused on how I'm going to create the next excitement in my life or create the happiness in my life that I forget to notice that I'm really okay right now. And, you know, really, I'm more than okay, that really I'm happy. So what I did to kind of anchor that for me is I went home and I immediately posted on Facebook that I'm so happy. Because it was a reminder for me that I am happy. I am already happy. And even if I never saw another blue heron in my life, I could still be happy. I'd still be happy. So that leads into the light bulb moment for this week. What I want to share about today is being in the present moment. And my story illustrates that even though I thought I was being present and noticing, okay, there's no blue herons here, really what I was doing was trying to make something happen that was different than what was already happening. I was looking for the blue herons. I was trying to create a certain experience and tuning into that reality that I didn't have to create anything. I don't have to have any specific experience to be happy. That all it requires is really being present to what is now. So some ways that you can do that are through doing a meditation practice. And meditation is all about just being with what is. There's a lot less formal ways that you can be in the moment besides meditation. So it's not like you have to set out a specific practice, although it can be helpful. And I do meditate pretty much every day. But it's more about, no matter what you're doing, and this is actually called mindfulness, whatever you're doing, as I'm here talking to you right now, noticing what is true for you right now, noticing how you're feeling in the moment without having to create a certain situation because it's already, the happiness is already there. So stopping your thinking about things like I was thinking about, are the blue herons going to be there? Stop thinking about what is and just notice what is. There's a difference between thinking about the meaning of something and just noticing it. And that's really what leads us to be clear with being happy. That happiness is here for us already every single day. So just notice. Notice what's there. Notice what can help you lead to happiness without having to create anything different. And this light bulb moment came from a show that aired on October 23rd, 2012. And my guest on that show was Kim Kirkley, author of Tune Into Happy. So again, if you want to listen to that entire show, October 23rd, 2012, go to thelauralongleyshow.com to the archives and you will be able to find it there. So I want to remind you that this is the next to the last show that I'm going to be doing that is going to be broadcast on Transformation Talk Radio and all of its syndicates. And I do intend to continue sharing my message, but I don't know yet how that's going to look. And in the meantime, you can always go to the show archives at thelauralongleyshow.com. And I have more than 150 shows archived there over the past 2.5 years that I've been doing the show. So it's always good to get some reminders, or maybe you missed a show that you can catch up on. And if you want to get on my mailing list so that when I start up a new show, which I think I probably will, that you get notified, just shoot me an email at laura@thelauralongleyshow.com, and I'll be happy to add you to the list and let you know when that comes up. I do want to thank you all for tuning in to The Laura Longley Show. I had a great time. Please join me on Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or anywhere at thelauralongleyshow.com. Have a wonderful week filled with noticing and lots of love as you experience the Christmas holiday, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com. Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Put a little in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence.
Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to GetSophisticated.com. That's SophisticagayT.com or call 206-420-8660. Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.